Then in the hereditary type of the angioedemas, we basically said that there are three types designated as type 1, 2 and 3. In type 1, there is a reduced or decreased levels of C1 esterase inhibitor. In type 2, usually the levels are normal or raised, but they are functionally inactive C1 esterase inhibitor. Then in type 3, there are normal levels and possibly function of the C1 inhibitor, but they are not, but still they present with these features, and the diagnosis is usually made on the family, positive family history, that it is hereditary type 3, type of the hereditary angioedema. Then associated diseases with a mast cell mediated induced angioedema is the same which we discussed in the urticaria, that is mainly associated with the chronic infections, H. pylori, autoimmune diseases. So the associated disease will be the same. In case of ACE inhibitor induced angioedemas, mostly it is caused due to the reduced bradykinin metabolism, and hence there will be increased circulating level of bradykinin, ultimately culminating in the clinical manifestations of angioedema, in which the mucosas may be involved. But in this case as well, the laryngeal edema can be the presenting feature, but the acute abdomen and the involvement of the small bowel obstruction is usually associated with the hereditary angioedema only, not with the mast cell and not with the ACE inhibitor or drug induced.